KOPN Columbia, 89.5 FM. My name is Mike Hagan. It's 9 a.m. Friday morning, which means it's once again time for Open Mic Radio. Let's get it rolling with one from Blue Steel, featuring my guest this morning, Rob Lampe.
Telephone. Yeah, Midwest punk in the age of the clone. I heard you got his ring. I always trusted you with everything. Yeah. I've been living out here like a rock and roll monk, staying off the bottle and the Chinese chunk.
Alrighty, welcome to the program. It's Open Mic Radio, Friday, August 14th, 2020. And coming to you high up in the Dalton Building from lovely downtown Columbia, Missouri. Sure glad to be back in the studio and on the air with you live again this morning. Every week here on Open Mic Radio, we feature interviews with Missouri's finest musicians and bands and hear a bunch of their songs. Once again, my name is Mike Hagan. It's good to be here with you. Glad you're listening this morning, whether you're doing it over the traditional airwaves or worldwide over the internet, streaming every Friday from 9 o'clock until 10 at www.kopn.org. Hello to everyone out there. Welcome to the show. Wish you all well. Hope you're doing okay this week. Lovely summer morning today in mid-Missouri. A little bit warm, a little bit humid for sure. Lots of rain over the last few days, and hoping that it backs off for the rest of the weekend. I think it will be warm, though. So anyway, do your thing. Hope you enjoy it, and make the weekend a good one. Got a great show lined up for you this morning. Also, a little bit of live music happening again this weekend, so we'll bring you up to snuff on that stuff. Before we get too busy, we had a good time last week. Just played a bunch of cool songs from various Missouri artists. And had a good time, so hope you did too. All right, this morning we will be featuring music from a gentleman named Rob Lampe. Rob's a guy who's been involved in a ton of projects over many, many years that many of you will be familiar with. I'm going to play another one from Rob, and I'll get my act together and be back with y'all in a few minutes. It's Mike, and this is Open Mic Radio on KOPN Columbia, 89.5 on the dial, and once again, streaming all around this lovely blue planet at www.kopn.org. We started off with a song that was called Rock and Roll Monk from a project called Blue Steel. I'm going to hear one more from Blue Steel. This one's called Pin It on My Elf. Back in a few minutes with Rob Lampe. It's Mike, Open Mic Radio, KOPN Columbia.
I received your letter yesterday and read the front page, but I really couldn't place it on myself. So I sat cross-legged with a bottle of wine and repeated your lies to my elf. Tell me where you're going to be tomorrow. Tell me where you're going to be. You know, lately I've had an easy time causing spider webs to befuddle myself. But there will be a time when I discover the truth within my elf. You can say that's a lie, you said so before. But all of us die in that last can't fake it no more today. Had a hard enough time last night. And every time I kiss your lips, I see his face reflected in the candlelight of the other room you laid in while I was away. The other room you laid in today. Can say what I said. Well, all your meaning like ships drifting away. I don't want any more trouble.
Yeah, all right, cool stuff there from Blue Steel. And we're going to get to my guest this morning. His name is Mr. Rob Lampe, and he was a part of that project and many other ones over the course of many years. And let's find out a little bit more about Mr. Rob right now. Hi, Rob. Hey, you there, Rob? No, I guess not. We're going to have to get Rob back on the line here. We'll play another one from Blue Steel, and I'll be back with him in just a minute.
A sweet little girl on the Morrison Bridge, high above the traffic, close to the edge. She bought a two-way ticket to a fail-safe zone. He hit off the nail and never came home. I said, hey little girl, well, don't make that leap. Well, don't do it to yourself, don't do it to me. I got my weather eye open and I'm ready to rock. Put your telephone book down, no more talking. I'll buy you a ticket to the Montana line. If you ever get bored, come see me sometime. While you hide my love all over town. While you hide my love when the sun goes down. I've never been moving this fast before. Honey, you better knock down at my back door. I put a
to you two ways. I put it on the line. You gotta keep stepping me one behind. But you hide my love all over town. But you hide my love when the sun goes down. Well, people see me on the street, they always act surprised. They can never tell you by the anguish in your eyes. I've told them three times before, now I'm finally wise. Say you with a cowboy mouth. How do you hide my love all over town? How do you hide my love when the sun goes down? How do you hide my love when the sun goes down? How do you hide my love?
All right, there you go. There's another one from Blue Steel. That one was called Hide My Love. We also heard Pin It On My Elf. Great stuff from them. And we're going to try this again with Mr. Rob Lampe right now and say hello again. Hey, Rob, welcome to Open Mic Radio. How you doing?
I'm here. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. Good to have you on the program this morning. Well, dang, man, I got to hear three songs from Blue Steel, and I'm glad that I did because they're all cool. You know what? Before we get too deeply into it, man, I felt some Elvis Costello in there somewhere. I certainly heard it in Pin It On My Elf, which I really like. That's some cool stuff.
Uh-huh.
All right, well, we've got Mr. Rob Lampe on the line with us this morning. Rob, for people who aren't unfamiliar, myself included, where are you from originally?
I grew up in Minnesota until I went to college there, and I got married my first time and immediately got divorced before I was out of college. And I had a friend living in Columbia going to college here,
mm-hmm.
and I was extremely depressed living up there, and he said, Rob, there's lots of girls in Columbia, Missouri.
He was right about that. That doesn't change much either, I don't think.
It hasn't, probably. I found a good one myself here, so I'm glad of that. So I moved down here just to get away from there. And lo and behold, more than 40 years later, I spent about 9 months in Portland with Blue Steel, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
We left here and went to Portland for. We were going to go out to the West Coast just to. We figured we were too comfortable here and had too many distractions. So we Blue Steel headed out to the West Coast and fell apart out there.
So the band Blue Steel that we just heard from, that's you playing guitar, Mike Steele doing most of the vocals, I guess.
He's doing all the vocals. I don't think there's any backup vocals.
Okay, all the vocals then. And Jesse James on drums, that might be a familiar name to some folks around here. And Pat Counts on bass. I'm not familiar with Pat Counts. Was he part of the band? Like, where did Blue Steel originally get put together?
We started playing down at Park Place, which is now Forest Rose Park.
Yeah, yeah.
Forest Rose. So we were pretty much the house band at Park Place. We played there all the time. They were really good to us. They always fed us and treated us nice. And it was fun. It was fun old times.
What? Give us a time frame for that.
I think around 1988.
Wow. Okay.
So, The funny thing about Blue Steel is we were kind of punk country, and that's what I sort of think. And, mm-hmm. and the funny thing is that we that genre kind of came in like right after we got done.
You're a little ahead of the curve, maybe. That's so all right.
We were slightly ahead of curve. And Mike Steel, the head of the band, was always wanting to, you know, we got to hit the thing right, you know. He's always listening to the other stuff, you know, trying, we got to, you know. And I'd tell him, Mike, just do what we do, and the curve will come to us. And sure enough, it did, but we couldn't hang together, you know.
Well, it's a challenge keeping a band together, among other things. Where are you from a family of musicians? How'd you learn how to play?
No, my mom played viola in college, but she hadn't played that in years, and she played piano somewhat, but I didn't know that when I was young.
Mm-hmm.
We were just, you know, young kids in love with the Beatles and Rolling Stones, you know, that kind of stuff. I thought real music was invented in Britain, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea that that there was a real rock and roll, started in the States and went to Britain. And I didn't know those guys were imitating blues. I thought they were inventing stuff.
Right. Now the history of rock and roll and music in general is just remarkable. You can spend your whole life, you know, it's just amazing. But yeah, the history of rock and roll is a very cool one.
I was an adamant rock and roll lover. I didn't want to participate in any music at school because I thought it was totally square, you know?
Right.
You're in band and choir? What a dummy.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Unfortunately, wrong attitude on my part, but that's what I felt at the time. So there was only one music to me, and that was rock and roll, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Well, in the early days of rock and roll, it was a rebel thing, and you didn't want to be a participant in anything that was sort of organizational or institutional, you know?
That's it. So. Yeah.
All right, what about your own musical training then? When did you start to play the guitar, and how did you learn? And are you a multi-instrumentalist? I know that you play a number of different string instruments, but what's your real musical background?
I started on guitar. And actually, I was in a band up in Minnesota early on, like seventh grade. We played the seventh grade dance, but I was the bass player simply because I was the worst guitar player.
Right.
They assigned me bass. You know, they said, "You play bass." Okay. So that's what I did, and I got a bass. First, my first guitar was like an Airline, which is, you know, Montgomery Ward's guitar.
Right.
And then I got a cheap bass, and then I got a Gibson EBO, which I don't know if any, they're really horrible basses too, I guess, but it had a built-in fuzz tone on it.
Cool.
Which was hilarious. So I played the seventh, eighth grade, ninth grade dance.
Yeah.
Doing, you know, Spencer Davis and the Cream were really big. We were really big into the Cream.
Right. But you were just self-taught then.
The guy who was a really good guitar player, he had perfect pitch, and he could walk home listening to his little transistor radio with his earbuds in or whatever.
Right.
Maybe just, he'd be walking home. We'd get to his house was before our house. He'd run upstairs, grab his guitar, and then he'd whip out the Eric Clapton solo to Sunshine of Your Love.
Right. Wow.
The rest of us would just be like, oh, my God, how is he doing this?
Right, right.
Or take notes, you know?
Yeah. No, it's like everything, you know, some people just have natural abilities for, you know, whatever it might be, and art and music as art is certainly one of those things. I've come across people now and again. I've got a decent ear myself, but I don't have the technical skills to back it up. But I'm aware of, you know, many who do, and boy, that's something else when you've got somebody who's got a really good ear but also has the technical skill and they can just lay it down, you know.
Yeah, he was my first teacher, you know. He was actually a year younger than me, but he was so much better and he taught me to play the bass in the bass parts for the band. But by ninth grade I wanted to rebel from that, and I wanted to go the direction of Bob Dylan, sort of, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I got myself an acoustic guitar and a harmonica on a brace and started banging around like that. But I don't think I really did anything that way. Like, I didn't get any gigs or anything, I don't think. I played one coffee house, I think, when I was in college. And didn't really take it very seriously at all, you know. Just then I moved to Columbia, and there was nothing with a heartbroken guy. I had nothing to do, so I worked on guitar and met some other musicians here, and things started to go together. But then my next epiphany was meeting Lyle Harris. Do you know of Lyle?
I'm familiar with the name, but maybe you can refresh me and others who aren't familiar.
Lyle Harris was a jazz guitarist in town here.
Mm-hmm.
And he played down at this place called Fish and Friends.
Hmm.
It was the basement down on Broadway there. I don't know what's there now. They've had clubs down there. It was with the corner there. I can't remember. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But so they were playing down there, and he was just playing stuff. It just blew my mind. You know, mm-hmm. It was like, oh wow, because I was not familiar with jazz at all, and he was just like, wow. So he also hung out at Ernie's, which everyone else did at that time. Every hip dude in Columbia was in Ernie's.
Mm-hmm.
So of course I was too, because not that I was hip, but I wanted to be hip. So
right.
Everybody who's hip or wanted to be hip hung out in Ernie's. And saw him there one day there, and he asked him if he gave guitar lessons, and he said sure. He asked me, well, show me, do you have any major scales you could show me or anything like that? And I go, what's a major scale? You know?
Right.
So he grounded me in the basic theory, which, you know, he really did a good job. I think I pretty well understand it now.
Yeah,
sure,
I mean,
it's
amazing, because you turned into an extremely good guitar player. So you've obviously had some good advice along the way.
Yeah, Lyle was the second epiphany. I ended up not. I realized I'm not a jazz guitar player. I didn't go that way. You know, I love listening to it. I love, like, Sean Hennessy.
Yeah, he can play.
I mean, I can remember he was growing up, you know, and I saw him zoom past me. But
hey, Rob, at some point you came across Dave and Dino and the Roadkill Orchestra, and you were involved with them for a little while. Maybe we can play one from that project, and then we'll come back and talk a little bit about that. And I want to talk about the Hillary Scott Band. We got a few other things to get on our list here as well. So, yeah, and you know, I think a lot of people will appreciate this one, we'll put it out there for Mr. Don Dino Penny, who we lost about a year ago. And this is, let's see, which one we decide to play, Rob? We're going to play, I'm going to play Dollars, Goods, and Gasoline. I think that's a really pretty one. We're gonna do that one, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right, everybody, it's Mike, and you're listening to Open Mic Radio on KOPN Columbia, 89.5 FM. My guest is Mr. Rob Lampe. Rob's been involved with a bunch of different musical projects over many years here in Columbia. We're going to play one from Dave and Dino's Roadkill Orchestra, which Rob was involved with as well. This one is called Dollars, Gods, and Gasoline. Back in just a few minutes.
Yeah. sets of books are in the air. His wife with another, and the kids with no mother, more than he thought that he should bear. Two cars in the driveway, newspaper lights by the door. Blood has been shed by each of the beds. School bus is outside blowing its horn. Dollar's got some gasoline. Kings of the earth, they battle on. Filling the chalice, all the harlots and the queen, with the blood of forsaken palms. Deshaun Phelps on a route to the airport. It's part of a much larger plan. He's fresh out of prison. He changed his name and his religion. Afghanistan. Ronnie Baker dropped out of college. They find a job, takes a taxi, goes downtown. Going to see the recruiter, become a sharpshooter. Plant old Deshaun in the ground.
This is Blake Gardner.
And the Farmers.
And you're listening to Open Mic Radio on
KOPN 89.5 FM.
That's right, it is Open Mic Radio. And I will say that this program is brought to you by listener support and a donation from Quantum Wireless Services. Serving Mid-Missouri since 2012, Quantum Wireless Internet provides internet, television, and phone services to residential and business customers. More information available at quantumwirelessinternet.com or by calling 573-256-1166. Quantum Wireless Internet, a connection to the digital world. All right, it's Mike, and it is Open Mic Radio, KOPN Columbia. We've got Rob Lampe on the line with us. Rob is a part of Dave and Dino's Roadkill Orchestra as well. And Rob, how'd you get involved with those guys? And by the way, before we get back into it, I want to say a quick shout-out to Jeff Stack. We had a couple of phone calls there, Rob, during the break. Jeff being one of them. If you're not, I know you're familiar with Jeff Stack.
I know Jeff Stack. Yeah,
I'm sure you do. And if my listeners aren't familiar, they should check out Jeff. He does great work around town, around a bunch of.
He's a selfless soul.
He's an amazing dude. He really is. But he's familiar with you, and he told me to tell you hello and remind you of the Catalpa Tree Cafe.
Oh yeah.
tell me a little bit about that.
That was just a solo gig that I used to do. Take my guitar in and sit down and play. And yeah, just, I did quite a bit of solo work. I never sang when I did solo work. It was just play my guitar,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
And wait, back in the day, I'd say my third big influence for playing guitar was Mid-Missouri Mental Health Center.
Hmm.
And I got a job there at night, and I had to stay awake all night. But they wouldn't mind if I played guitar softly, so I started learning classical pieces.
Wow!
Just to keep myself going, so I taught myself to read, and I'd read these classical pieces, and they were soothing. So people, you know, if they woke up, if I woke them up, that'd be a bad thing. But I never did. I played softly, and I just learned a lot of classical pieces at that time. So, got me doing solo gigs.
Huh.
It helped.
Yeah.
I'd intersperse these classical pieces with instrumentals that I had written. So, I could hardly call written. I'd say improvised.
Well, you've done some songwriting as well. In fact, some of the songs that we're hearing this morning are songs that have been written by you. Tell me a little bit about how you go about writing a song.
I'm not a disciplined songwriter, and I'm not a, you know, just a guy that has ideas coming to me all the time. So I'm not prolific, but something pops into my head, and I just, with the guitar, if I'm just playing music, that's just sort of exploring the guitar until something comes together. But if I'm writing lyrics, there's got to be some subject that just sounds cool to me and that it has a ring to it. And then I go, oh, yeah, that's what, and that will be the gem of my song, and
mm-hmm.
try and flush it out.
Yeah.
I'm not a real prolific writer. I think I've written some pretty good songs, though. Usually have someone else sing them.
Well, you've done a little singing yourself. Before, I want to talk about the Hillary Scott Band. That's one that really comes to mind from back in the day. But also, we did play one there from Dave and Dino and the Roadkill Orchestra. Tell me quickly a little bit about your relationship with that band.
We were just having fun, you know.
They were so much fun. I still love everyone that was involved in that project. Dave Durnley is one of my very close friends and a super talented guitar player and a great singer and songwriter, and Josh Wrong, who was playing bass and a bunch of other stuff. He's still around, of course, and yourself and Heather, and anyway, just a great group.
I'm really mad at Dave because...
And Laura, by the way, on the violin. She was sounding nice in that last song, yeah.
Yeah, Laura... Heather, I just, she was just a great spirit.
Yeah, yeah, she still is. You know, she's still singing and making music with the Barroom Billies, and I don't know, I think she may be involved in another project, but anyway, she's an awesome young woman and a great singer, too. Got a wonderful voice.
I love Heather, and Dave is just, he's just incredible, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
Everyone sees him everywhere. I'm just mad at him because he won't play with me anymore. I don't think it's that he won't, but he doesn't have time.
Yeah, you know? I get it. All right, so I'm looking at the clock here. I want to move along. Let's talk a little bit about the Hillary Scott Band. That was a project that actually got quite successful, and this I'm thinking was probably early 2000s or so. Tell me a little bit about that project.
Yeah, you know, I'm not good at telling you the times, but that was, Hillary was pictured on Columbia Times cover of the someone who might make it from Columbia, you know. I mean, she had a lot of press. We had a lot of press, and we had some pretty good audiences. Hillary is just a great songwriter. She was beautiful. great songwriter, great instrumentalist.
Yeah, played the piano quite well.
She was a full package, you know. What can you say?
Yeah. There was a whole bunch of other names that people may be familiar with from that project, including yourself, and Mike Robertson was playing some bass, Lloyd Warden, who's just a remarkable drummer and been involved with so many young people actually around town, and he does a great job of working with up and coming musicians. Bill Adams, who I haven't heard that name in a long time, but I loved Bill, and he was a great guitar player.
Yeah, he got us. I mean, he did that show with on KOPN.
Yeah. He switched off with another host, I forget, but yeah, he knew.
So he actually knew the guys in Little Feet, and so he got us in there, and we warmed up Little Feet twice.
Huh, awesome.
Once in Kansas City and once in Columbia here, I think.
Well, was it Blue Plate Special? Is that what Bill used to do?
That's it, yeah.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, he did the Little Feet show. Wow, cool. All right, let's play one from Hillary Scott, okay?
That sounds good.
Okay, the song is called Daydreamer. We talked about it a little bit yesterday, but tell me a little bit about that song. Did you write that one?
No, Hillary wrote it.
Hillary wrote that one. Okay, cool.
I don't think I wrote any material for Hillary. I can't think.
I'm mistaken. It's Edge of Time is the one that I was thinking of, and that's one that you did with John DeAugustino.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. No, Daydreamer.
Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
I'm playing lap steel, but like my intro there, it's just got a really ethereal sound. That's due to I'm using a volume pedal to swell into the note, so you can't hear the note when I pluck it, and then you just swell into it and hope you're at the right note.
Well, I like the way it sounds. We'll let everyone else hear it right now. Okay. All right, Rob. Back in a few minutes. Okay. All right, everyone, it's Mike, and this is Open Mic Radio on KOPN Columbia, 89.5 FM. Here's one from the Hillary Scott Band featuring my guest this morning, Rob Lampe, on the pedal steel. Place that I call home.
one more place from which soon I will roam. And every stranger seems to say, hey baby, who can I remind you of today? Make believe that is what you say.
Fantastic one there from the Hillary Scott Band, featuring my guest this morning, Rob Lampe, playing the pedal steel. Great stuff, Rob.
Actually, that's the lap steel, not the pedal
steel. Or the lap steel. I'm sorry. Pardon me. Yes. Regardless of what you call it, it sure sounds great. Just haunting there. Yeah. Awesome. Well,
I have a story about the pedal steel in that people ask me all the time, do you play pedal steel? And I tell them, no, I didn't pass my licensing exam.
I'm thinking of Dennis Lane, who is a wonderful pedal steel player around town. Do you know Dennis?
Oh, yeah. I tried to get we've tried to do some together on a couple occasions and just hasn't worked out.
So. Yeah, him and Abigail, both Abigail Rose, him and her and Dennis both do some great stuff around town. I sure miss seeing a lot of these folks out and about playing. What? Let's see. We've got about 15 minutes left. Let's keep moving down our list here. I want to talk about you've worked over the years a lot with John D'Agostino in many different scenarios. We've got a couple songs here that you and John recorded together. I think the one called Edge of Time is one that you wrote. But tell me a little bit about your relationship with John, and then we'll play one of those songs, okay?
Oh, let me tell you, it's too long a story to...
I know, we need another couple hours.
We need a couple hours, yeah. I can remember John had a band way back called Chicory, and I kind of wanted in it. I occasionally got a gig from him, I think, when people were too busy or their guitar player was sick in bed, or I don't know. Anyway, I was in another band, and then that band fell apart, and it was just Jesse James and I left of that band. The other people moved out of town. So I told Jesse what we need to do is get a PA, Jesse, and we'll attract the rest. So I went down to Crazy Music and talked Ken Shepard into selling me a PA on time. And so we set that up at Jesse's house, and sure enough, John would start coming over and... jamming with us, and pretty soon we had a band called The Mode, you know, and we played, that band played out, it was just, that was Jesse I, John, and a guy named Jim Rush, who people may know, he's played in a lot of bands around town, so, yeah, we, and then I'm sure that band fell apart at some point, then John and I just continually played with each other, I think, no matter what. And
well, even to this day, I think you guys have worked together even recently over the last couple of days, huh?
Well, yeah. You know, I told you I was working with him, but we were doing electrical work, not music.
That's great. Well, do you ever get together and play and do any?
On occasion. I think I did. We did one of the last Cooper. We did a Cooper's gig. I did a Cooper's gig with sort of the fried crawdaddies, mm-hmm. minus Pete and Sean. So mm-hmm. it was just a down at Cooper's, and that was really fun. It was great to play with them.
Yeah, they're a lot of fun. I think they did First Friday down at Rose Park last Friday afternoon. In fact, I should mention that really quickly. There's a couple things. I know there's something happening at the Dive Bar tonight. I forget exactly who's performing there. Tonight at Rose, in the park, happy hour featuring the Clayton Hicklin Band. And that's a 5 o'clock door, 6 o'clock show, $5 to get in. There was supposed to be a show later tonight, the Red Clay Straws. That's been postponed. And tomorrow, Mr. Mojo Rising. That is a tribute to the Doors. And the Doors open at 6 p.m. and the show is at 7 o'clock. So a couple things happening around town with regard to live music. Not a lot, but if you got the gumption, that's what you got available. All right. So much to talk about, Rob. We should continue this next week. Honestly, maybe we'll do that because I want to talk about Forest Rose and Rose Park and all. I mean, there's so many things to talk about. But let's play one quick here from... from you and John. Tell me a little bit about this one, Edge of Time.
It's a tune I wrote, and John put it on his first album, and John liked it, so he wanted to record it. He's done that. I think he's hoping to do that with my other tune, Working. Yeah, I don't think he's done it yet.
Mm-hmm.
But what else about it?
Well, I guess... Was it just the two of you, or are there other people performing on this track?
No, I think Pete Skoka does all the keyboard parts, and John may play piano, but I can't remember the total track wholly. But we had Al Oshbaugh on bass.
Yeah.
and Jay Castleman on drums.
I love Alan on the bass. He's great. All right, well, let's play it. And it's about a 5-minute song, so we'll come back and we'll have a few minutes to kind of wrap things up, and we'll talk a little bit more at the top of the hour, okay?
Okay.
All right, Rob, thanks. I'll be back with you in just a minute. And in the meantime, everyone, this is Rob Lampe and John DeAugustino featuring a Rob Lampe song called Edge of Time. I'll be back with you in about 5 minutes.
Fire.
Wow. Cool stuff there. And I guess the timing was about right, but I lost my guest, Mr. Rob Lampe. The phones just started flashing like very weirdly, and then we lost everything. So it is Mike, and you're listening to Open Mic Radio on KOPN Columbia, 89.5 FM. Don't mind losing Rob, because I think I'm going to have him back next week and continue our conversation. There's a bunch of music that we didn't get to play, and he's involved and has been involved in lots of other things along the way, including some really interesting activist causes and some other things that I'd like to talk about with him. So if you're listening out there, Rob, I apologize. I don't know what happened with the phones, but I'll get you back once I close the show out here, and I'll call you, and we'll get it set up, hopefully, for next week again, okay? All right, Speaking of the Arts is coming up at 10 o'clock. That is my friend Diana Moxon bringing to you Mid-Missouri's only in-depth art show. And she does it every morning on Friday. Well, every Friday morning, I should say, at 10 o'clock until 11. Check out Diana and Speaking of the Arts coming up in just a couple of minutes. Yeah, thanks to Rob Lampe for spending the time with me this morning and for sharing the music. Lots of great, cool memories and great conversation with Rob. We'll come back and hopefully do that again with him next week and continue where we left off and share some other stuff with you. I would like to tell you, if you are interested in being a guest on this program, get a hold of me. Send me your music. Email at mikehagan@mikehagan.com. Very easy to get a hold of me. If you go to my website at mikehagan.com, there's a on the left hand sidebar, just scroll down a little ways and you'll see a thing that says Open Mic Radio, and you can hit that button and it'll take you over to the site for this show, and there's a podcast, and all these shows can show up magically in your podcast player every week if you so choose. But there's also an archive of all the old programs there and some information about the artists that are on the program. So if you'd like to do something like that, get a hold of me, and I'd be glad to check out your music and hopefully share it with other people, okay? Let's see. Next week, I think we'll do Rob Lampe again. Much more to talk about with Rob. And, oh, thank you to John Galbraith. He put a CD in my mailbox or mailed it to me here. Another new project from John called John Galbraith and the Bluegrass Fakers. I'm sure it's fantastic. And something else here from Bruce Jackson. And I will check out this album from Bruce Jackson called Violence Lulites. Anyway, cool. I appreciate it. And that's what I like. Send me stuff and then we'll play it. All right, stick around. Once again, Diana Moxon, Speaking of the Arts, and she'll be with you in about 30 seconds or so. Take care, everyone. I'll talk to you all next week. Be cool. Have a great weekend.